Ministry study Egypt's changes closely. A leadership crisis in Ivory Coast disrupts ministry, and Zimbabwe is poised for change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service, Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While many fear the Muslim Brotherhood could hijack Egypt's revolution, one organization says there's a spirit of hope for Christians in that predominantly Muslim nation. President of IN Network USA, Rody Rodehaver, says,
"There is a rejoicing. I think there is a genuine joy on their part that Mubarak has stepped down and that there is some hope for change and maybe some real freedom and a voice in the country."
Rodehaver says Christians in Egypt have set aside the next 3 days for fasting and prayer, that the revisions of the Constitution won't shut out believers. Despite the questions, Rodehaver says there seems to be revival in the church.
A service that normally went an hour, hour and a half, went 2.5 hours. They also see that this has given them a great opportunity to share their faith even more open.
IN believers are providing needed groceries to those adversely affected by the revolution, all in an effort to share Jesus. Gifts of $50 and $100 are needed to do even more. Next, with the military in power and the constitution set aside in Egypt, many are concerned about the political vacuum. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says while the military has done well so far, they don't have a very good track record. He says an Egyptian Christian soldier didn't fare well under their watch.
When his unit members and his commander found out that he was a Christian, they made his life so miserable and ultimately beat him to the point that he died.
While this may have been an isolated incident, Nettleton says it's still a concern. But he also notes a bright spot that emerged during the riots.
There were stories of Christians and Muslims standing side by side, praying together for their country, and working together to have a voice in this amazing process that's gone on. So we hope that that is a sign of good things.
With Christians numbering 12% of the population, he expects they'll have a voice in the process. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ivory Coast's election dispute between the presidential incumbent and rival Alassane Ouattara continues. The African Union is trying to come up with a solution to the leadership crisis within a month.
With this situation unresolved, it was leading to a lot of regulatory care in the capital, where our main offices are.
That's Wycliffe Bible Translators Ivory Coast partner Mark Dotson speaking with us via Skype from Senegal. He goes on to explain that
there were increased disturbances in the streets, assuming build up towards a more serious confrontation. So we took the decision to come out of the country for a while to assess the situation.
Dotson says the move has disrupted some of their Bible translation work. However,
our teams are used to operating independently. They've trained, they know what they're doing, and they can continue with translation or literacy work with just periodic checkups to see how they're doing.
Keep praying for a peaceful resolution. There are difficult days ahead, and we've got more online. And Zimbabwe's fragile compromise unity government has just passed its 2-year mark. President Robert Mugabe is calling for elections this fall. Global Aid Network's Dwayne Zook says,
"There has been some unsettledness, but in the midst of that, I think there's great opportunity. That's one of the things that Global Aid Network is doing in partnerships with Life Ministry in Zimbabwe, as well as the churches."
In the worst of the political and food insecurity, though, Zook notes that people are more open to hope.
As we provide the food through our church partners, they have an opportunity to share the solution to the need of the soul.
In addition to this, they provide vegetable seeds.
A harvester pack is about 10 packs of vegetable seeds. A variety of seeds that they can plant for not only their own personal family use, but also to help provide some income.
Find more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru this year. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes in the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. Register your name for the drawing. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.